This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus Joshua A. Dodd, Appellant, decided April 22, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, State of Missouri, number ED112280, Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of Shelby County versus cause number 21SB CR0001301, Joshua A. Dodd, Honorable Frederick P. Tucker, Appellant, filed April 22, 2025. Opinion Joshua A. Dodd, Dodd, appeals from the trial court's judgment following jury convictions for raping and molesting his 6-year-old daughter, victim. Dodd raises 2 points on appeal. Point one argues the trial court abused its discretion in admitting testimony and photographs from the Children's Division, CD investigator, about his home's unsanitary conditions, which he argues were irrelevant to whether he raped victim and prejudiced the outcome of his trial. Point two challenges the admission of testimony from foster mother about an incident involving Dodd, victim, and sister as impermissible evidence of uncharged bad acts that was more prejudicial than probative. Because cumulative and overwhelming evidence supported the jury's verdicts, Dodd has not shown the admission of the challenged testimony resulted in outcome determinative prejudice, or for the unpreserved portion of his claim, manifest injustice. We deny both points. Accordingly, we affirm the trial court's judgment. Two, background. The state charged Dodd with statutory rape in the first degree and child molestation in the first degree for committing sexual offenses against victim, his child who was less than 12 years old. Following a 491 hearing, one, the case proceeded to trial against Dodd and his wife, co-defendant. Co-defendant testified for the state, and Dodd did not take the stand. Viewing the facts in the light most favorable to the verdict, we limit the following facts from trial to those which are necessary to resolve the appeal. Dodd and co-defendant lived at their home with their children, victim, sister, an older brother, and a younger brother. On September 18, 2020, victim, then 6 years old, arrived to kindergarten appearing sad and experiencing vaginal pain. Victim made tentative disclosures to school personnel, including the principal, who had previously hotlined the CD on victim's behalf for issues relating to cleanliness, safety, diet, and educational neglect. School personnel hotlined the CD for possible sexual abuse because victim reported people in her house hit, tickled, and touched her bottom, and that she and her family go into a trance, and indicating her private parts, touch her there and it hurts. Victim said she had superpowers that kept them from touching her there, but sometimes they did not work. Victim was afraid to use the restroom by herself and left blood on the toilet seat and had fecal matter in her underwear. CD investigator performed a home visit and determined it was necessary to immediately remove victim and her siblings from Dodd and co-defendant's care. At trial, Dodd objected to the CD investigator's testimony and to each photograph admitted about the home's unsanitary living conditions, which the trial court overruled, except for sustaining an objection to annuance. At a Section 491.075 hearing, RSMO, 2016, the trial court decides whether or not to admit the victim's out-of-court statements based on the information provided at the hearing. See State versus Ellis, 701 SW3D 647 656, MOAP ED 2024. 2 State versus Thomas, 628 SW3D 686 688, MOAP ED 2021. 3 photographs of the children's bedroom for lacking relevance. Co-defendant and principal both testified to the unsanitary conditions of the home, to which Dodd did not object. During Dodd's closing argument, he reminded the jury that evidence of a dirty home was not proof that he committed the charged offenses. After being placed in foster care, victim began disclosing sexual abuse by Dodd over the next few months. Victim's first foster mother, and current foster mother, permanent foster mother, each testified about victim's detailed disclosures of sexual abuse by Dodd, including acts of molestation and vaginal intercourse, the specifics of which are not necessary to decide this appeal. Foster mother testified that victim told her that Dodd and co-defendant would hold her down and cover her mouth as she screamed loud enough for the whole world to hear, but nobody came. Both foster mothers also testified that victim disclosed incidents in which Dodd would physically punish her and spank her. Victim, who was 9 years old at the time of trial, took the stand and testified that Dodd and co-defendant touched her private parts. The state also called a law enforcement officer, a psychiatrist, two forensic interviewers from the Children's Advocacy Center, CAC, who interviewed victim, and the Sexual Assault Forensic Examination, SAFE, examiners WW.